KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have cloudy skies and 21 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Most of the bands of snow are starting to move out of the KJAN listening area. There's still a light band that stretches basically from around Fort Dodge through Coon Rapids and Manning, Audubon along Highway 71 and then over to Griswold. Then there's a bit of a break in the activity and another lighter band that stretches from around the Denison area down through Harlan and portions of Avoca and Oakland. And that is all moving off to the east-northeast this morning. We do have most school districts in the area that have canceled classes for today. The latest addition and change to the roster is Coon Rapids Bayard. They were earlier had announced that they would be 2 hours late. Well, Coon Rapids Bayard has decided to cancel classes for today. Other schools that have canceled classes include Atlantic, Adair, Casey, AHST, Audubon, Bedford, also Clarinda, Coon Rapids Bayard, as we mentioned, Corning, Creston, Cam, the East Mills, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Exira, Essex, also Farragut, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Guthrie Center School Districts, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Panorama, Prescott, Red Oak, Riverside. All those schools have canceled classes for today, along with Stanton, West Central Valley of Stewart, Trainer, Tri-Center, Villisca, and Walnut. Underwood has canceled classes also. 2 hour late starts today in Woodbine. Also, no early dismissal at Woodbine. Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools are 2 hours late. And Boyer Valley, 2 hours late. Basically, those schools that were in the areas that did not get hit by the heavy snowfall during the overnight hours and early this morning. Also, Southwestern Community College, the Creston, Red Oak, and Osceola campuses are closed. Iowa Western Community College, Clarinda, and Shenandoah campus are closed this morning as well. For those and other announcements, keep it tuned to KJAN or check out our cancellations page on kjan.com under the Community Hub. Well, the Iowa State Patrol and Iowa Department of Transportation say motorists traveling in southwest Iowa may experience whiteout conditions this morning. The DOT's road weather information system is presently reporting northwesterly winds gusting up to the mid-30-mile-per-hour range with sustained winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour. The DOT's website at 511ia.org reports all roads, including and south of Interstate 80 to the Iowa-Missouri border, are 100% snow-covered this morning. Towing services are prohibited between I-80 and Highway 92. Highways north of Interstate 80 are mostly covered with snow this morning. Interstate 29 and I-80 traffic in the Omaha Council Bluffs area is reported to be slow or stop and go at best in some locations. If you'd like the latest weather information on the go, surf on your mobile phone to DOT's website at, again, 511ia.org, or you can call 511. Or anywhere inside or outside of Iowa, especially, you can call toll-free at 800-288-1047. News time is 8:06.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Iowa's Senior Medicare Patrol has issued a warning that scammers posing as Medicare officials are phoning Iowa's senior citizens and attempting to visit them in their homes. They're trying to obtain personal information to commit financial fraud. Their hook is to convince the potential victim that they have new and critical information about their Medicare benefits. Deb Yankee, State Coordinator for Iowa Senior Medicare Patrol, advises to watch out for a caller who says they want to bring details about a new Medicare summary notice or deliver a new Medicare card to you. Medicare officials, she said, do not phone senior citizens to discuss changes, and they do not visit your home. She said it's shrewd to be rude in these cases. Simply hang up the phone or don't open your door to a stranger. Now, these calls have been received by senior citizens in Polk and Marion counties within the past few days. Senior Medicare Patrol says they expect that calls will spread statewide. The scammers have discovered that Medicare will soon be sending a redesigned Medicare summary notice, which is the explanation of benefits sent out to persons on Medicare for all services or supplies billed to Medicare. The scammers typically use the occurrence of a change in a government program to design new fraud schemes, and Iowans will begin to see the new Medicare notices in their mail over the next several months. A senior Medicare Patrol, or SMP, asks Iowans to report if they receive any types of calls along that nature to SMP at 800-423-2449 or Medicare at 800-633-4227. SMP will report directly to Medicare how these calls are affecting Iowans. If you give out your bank information to a person you suspect is a scammer, if you've already done that, the first and most important thing to do is immediately call your bank and local law enforcement agency. If you'd like more information on these scams toward senior citizens, call Southwest 8 Senior Services at 800-432-9209. A former employee with the Mills County Treasurer's Office was sentenced on Monday to 25 years in prison on a negotiated felony charge of ongoing criminal conduct. 43-year-old Tammy Jo Gammon of Glenwood had faced seven charges, including first-degree theft, felonious misconduct in office, and five counts of forgery. The sentence she received under the plea bargain was the maximum allowable by law. The charges against Gammon were the result of a state audit that uncovered more than 182 transactions, which resulted in more than $36,000 being stolen from the Mills County Treasurer's Office. An Atlantic man who was scheduled to stand trial in May on domestic assault and willful injury charges was arrested Monday for violating a no-contact order. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that 45-year-old Rex McDermott was taken into custody and brought to the Cass County Jail. The trial on his other charges will be held May the 29th. McDermott has pled not guilty to the charges, which were filed following an incident which occurred October 2012 at R&B Feeds in Atlantic. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, former Arizona Congressman Gabrielle Giffords will be a witness at today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on how to curb gun violence. A Senate aide said she's not expected to answer any questions. Giffords suffered a severe head wound in 2011 in a Tucson shooting that killed six people and wounded 12 others. Also testifying today will be Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association. A gunman is believed to be holed up in a homemade bunker in rural Alabama with a six-year-old boy. Authorities say the child was taken from a school bus in Midland City yesterday afternoon after the bus driver, who tried to stop the gunman, was shot several times and later died. Now police, SWAT teams, and negotiators are gathered near the bunker where the man fled with the child. For the first time since the end of the recession, the U.S. economy is shrinking. The government says the economy contracted at an annual rate of 0.1% in the fourth quarter. That's a sharp slowdown from the 3.1% growth rate during the summer. And it could raise fears about the economy's ability to handle tax increases, which took effect in January, and some looming spending cuts. Trees and power lines are down, and several thousands of people are without power after strong storms ripped through several states in the south and central U.S. last night. There are reports of possible tornadoes in Arkansas. A man was killed in Nashville, Tennessee, when a tree fell on a shed where he had taken shelter. And forecasters are blaming rapidly changing temperatures for the dangerous weather. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Carol Hagedorn, age 72 of Manning, died Saturday at her home in Manning. Funeral services for Carol Hagedorn will be this morning at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bill Antisdale, age 55 of rural Anita, died Friday in Minneapolis. A celebration of life service for Bill Antisdale will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Richard Shear, age 58 of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Services for Richard Shear will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Don Larson, age 77 of Manning, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Services for Don Larson are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Vernon Wollenhouse, age 92 of rural Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Vernon Wollenhouse are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.